The city of Eugene has been working on an interpretive art piece over the last 2 years that commemorates the experiences of its Black citizens, both today and in the past. As KLCC's Aubrey Bulkley reports, the effort was underway before recent protests sparked conversations about systematic racism.
In the 1940s, it was illegal for Black citizens to live within city limits, so many settled across the bridge in what historians called Tent City. The neighborhood was later razed in order to make way for construction of Ferry Street Bridge. As part of the downtown waterfront renovation, the city is creating three interpretive art pieces. One is an inclusive water fountain that will be located near the DeFazio Bridge, where people can look across to Altenbaker Park, which used to be the Across the Bridge community.
But the piece just does a beautiful job of sharing both the good and the difficult, and the message about it is that all are welcome, all are invited to drink.
Project manager Emily Proudfoot says the piece developed from guidance. The renovation includes cultural representation of the Willamette and the idea that the river both provides and divides. Both Proudfoot and NAACP Executive Director Eric Richardson feel the piece is a way to explore the narrative of racism in Eugene.
So this effort is similar to what we see of taking down the statues. You know, in this case, we're putting up history.
Richardson credits this progress to government leaders using their position to affect change and the progressive character of the city as a whole.
And by embracing that history, it'll give the youth and the people more opportunity to become part of our community.
Proudfoot hopes this will begin more efforts like this within the Parks Department.
My vision is that, like, eventually we could start some of this sort of cultural mapping across the city. When we start to think about communities of color and also Native American people, that they're not just a fact of history, that they are present today in our communities.
Richardson says the fountain's message of inclusivity is the wish of those who suffered through living in the Across the Bridge community, but cautions that history should not be sweetened.
Art is wonderful. Aspirational art is wonderful. But let us not forget the difficulties and the hardship in which our African-American community has had to overcome and is still dealing with after generations of neglect.
Aubrey Bulkley, KLCC News.